Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Saved Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Mighty Men of Valor show. Amen. I'm your host for the show, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, and we just want to tell the Lord thank you tonight for his goodness, for his grace, for his loving kindness, for all the things that he has done and all the things that he is doing for each and every one of us. Amen. As we look over our lives, as we look over this day, as we look over this hour, God has been so good to us. And we just want to take this time to tell the Lord thank you and just continue to seek his face, seek his direction, his instruction for each and every one of our lives. Amen. We just want to just say, Lord, we love you so much, and there's nothing that we can do without you. So as we always do, we're going to begin the show of prayer tonight. Amen. Father God, we thank you so much for this time of prayer, oh God. Lord, we love you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, which is due to your holy name. Lord, we thank you for traveling mercies this morning, oh God. We thank you for waking us up in our right minds this morning, oh God. We thank you for providing for us, oh Lord. Father, where would we be without you? What would we do without you, oh God? We just ask and pray, Lord, that your will and your way be done in each and every one of our lives. Lord, remember the lost tonight. Remember the ones who have gone astray. Remember the ones, Lord, who think that they have it all, but they don't have nothing unless they have you. Remember the one, oh God, who thinks that they know it all, Lord, but as the Apostle Paul told us, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Father, we give you glory tonight. We give you honor. We magnify your holy name. We glorify you, God, because you are worthy. And besides you, there is no other. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you, O God. So, Father, we pray right now that you'd search our hearts, search our minds. Help us to be the men and women of God, Lord, that you're calling for us to be. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify you, O God, in every aspect of our lives. Now, Lord, have your way tonight in this show. Touch your heart. Touch your mind, Lord. Help someone come to the realization, Lord, that they're nothing without you. So, Lord, I pray that I would be the vessel, that I would be the mouthpiece, that I would be the instrument, O God, that you use for your glory, because it's all about you, O God. Now, Father, have your divine way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We thank the Lord for another day. We thank the Lord for another opportunity. Well, if you have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to turn with me. Amen. Let's go to the 26th division of Psalm. Amen. The 26th division of Psalm. Amen and amen. 26th division of Psalm. Psalm 26. And we're going to read verses 2 and 3. Amen. Let's start off with 1. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. Amen. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. Yes, David says, I have walked in thy truth. Well, our lesson for this evening is now the time has come that you prove that you're walking in truth. The time has come to prove that you're walking in the truth. As we look at the world today, we find so many people, maybe out on the marketplace, maybe at the gas station, maybe at the grocery store, maybe at work, maybe over some of your friends' house, maybe over some of your family's house, and everybody thinks that they're walking and living in truth. Oh, yes, they will argue you up and down. It's okay to drink. It's okay to smoke. It's okay to have same-sex marriage. It's okay to like the same type of sex. They'll say all kind of things because everyone believes that they're living and walking in the truth. But as we look into our text tonight, amen, we find David here. He's asking the Lord to examine him and for the Lord to prove him. And he starts off with this first verse, and he says, judge me, O Lord. He says, for I have walked in my integrity. Amen. David was a man, the Bible says, a man after God's own heart. A man who wanted to please God. A man who loved God with everything, had all of his inward parts were things that David described about him loving God. And he says, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. He says, I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. David realized that the only way that we're not going to slip and slide, the only way that we're not going to go back and forth into sin, out of sin, is that we keep our integrity. Amen. And we trust in the Lord so that we won't slide. Then he goes on and he says here in the second verse, he said, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Examine me and test me. Try my reins and my heart. David wanted the Lord to examine him, not by using a x-ray, not by going to the hospital, but by the Lord looking at his heart, looking at his life. Lord, what do you see in me that is not of thee? And he goes on here and he says, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Amen. God, we should be asking God to examine our hearts, to prove us, to make sure that we're the people that we say that we are towards him. Amen. Amen. Then he goes on into the third verse, and he says, for thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. What is truth? What was David referring to when he says, Lord, I have walked in thy truth? Oh, yes. As we go back in, a lot of folks say that they're walking in truth. They're living in truth. They're obeying truth. But what is truth? What do you call truth? So many people have their own definition of what truth is. But let's take a moment just to see what Webster shares with the definition of truth. Then we're going to look into the word and share some things with this. Amen. Webster defines truth as this. Amen. Truth. Amen. Truth. The dictionary defines it as this. Amen. Now, Amen. If the dictionary has it, amen. In this one, truth. Amen. Here we go. Praise the Lord. In truth. The quality of being according to fact, sincerity, also faithfulness, loyalty, correctness, accuracy, or exactness, something real and actual. That's what we find as truth. But that's not what David was talking about here. He wasn't talking about the version from Webster, but he was talking about the truth that we find in God's word. Amen. Then he goes on into the fourth verse, and he says, I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go with dissemblers. He said, I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. Amen. David says, I will wash my hands in innocence, so will I compass thy altar, O Lord. How can you prove that you're walking in truth? Turn with me to Psalm 84 and 11. Amen. Psalm 84 and 11. And the Bible says, for the Lord God, 86, 11. Pardon me. Amen. 86 and 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. David knew that in order to walk in God's truth, he had to have a singleness of heart. Amen. One heart, one mind, one spirit. Amen. He had to have a singleness of heart to walk and love and obey the truth of God's word. Amen. So he makes it plain. And he says, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Then in the Torah, he says, I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore. Amen. David knew that in order to walk in God's truth, he needed to be taught. Amen. He needed to be instructed. Amen. He needed to be guided. So that's why he asked the Lord. He said, Lord, teach me. Teach me, Lord. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. See, the only way that we're going to be able to walk in truth is that we need to be taught. God has to teach us, amen, how to walk in truth. We have to be led by his spirit to be able to walk in truth. Amen. In order to obey the truth, he has, amen. You don't learn it on your own. You can't obtain it on your own. You need to be taught the truth of God's word. Amen. He says here in the 13th verse, he says, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Amen. It's time to prove that you're walking in truth. Turn with me to 2 John. Amen. Turn with me to 2 John. Amen. 2 John. Second John, and let's go to verse 4. Amen. Second John, verse 4. Amen. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. Amen. As we have received a commandment from the Father. Amen. Apostle John was rejoicing that he found that the church was walking in truth. Meaning some believers, amen, in the fellowship, amen, or the family of John. And he's asking the in truth. John is saying we should live by the truth, amen, in what? In accordance to the word of God and the will of God. He says, I rejoice greatly, amen, that I found of thy children walking in truth, amen, as we have received a commandment from the Father, amen. Then he goes on into the fifth verse, and he says, and now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I write a new commandment unto thee. He was writing to the church, amen. Now I beseech thee, I beg thee, lady, not as though I write a new commandment. See, John wasn't writing nothing new, amen. Not as though I write a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, amen. And so what is that we had from the beginning? He says that we love one another, amen. Then he goes on into the sixth verse, and he says, and this is love, amen, that we walk after his commandments, what? That are truth, amen. That this is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. We need to prove, amen, that we're walking in the truth, amen. Then he goes on into the seventh verse, and he says, for many deceivers, amen, are entered into the world, amen, who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist, amen. They knock in on your door every Saturday. You see them at the gas station. You see them wherever they may be, but they're knocking at the door. And he says, for many are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. A lot of us need to be careful because we are being deceived by not walking in the truth, amen, by not living in the truth of God's word, amen. Then he goes on here into the eighth verse, and he says, look to yourselves, amen, that we lose not those things, amen, which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward, amen. The only way that you're going to be able to walk in truth, amen, the only way that you're going to be able to walk in love is that he's telling us we need to look to yourselves, amen, that we lose not, amen, those things which he have wrought, but that we receive a full reward, amen. We need to know that. We need to be able to prove that we are walking in truth. But we need to look to ourselves because we need to be mindful of this. Many of us think we're living in truth. Many of us think we're walking in truth, but we are being deceived. Amen. And that's why Apostle John tells us here in 2 John 4, 5, and 6, and 7, 8, he says, in verse 6, once again, and this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. We need to be walking in it, not stumbling, not falling, not slipping, but walking in the truth of God's word. See, because when we're walking in truth, we will be mindful of the sinfulness and the trickery of the deceivers. He says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Then he says, hey, you need to look to yourself. Be careful that we lose not those things. Don't lose the truth. Don't lose your faith. Amen. Don't lose being mindful of the will of God for your life. Amen. So that we receive a full reward. See, God has a reward for you, but the only way that you're going to get it is that you got to walk in his truth. And don't let people mess with your mind. Don't let people persuade you any other way. Then he goes on into verse 9. He says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. Amen. Amen. There's only one gospel, amen, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. Then he goes on, he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he have both the Father and the Son. Amen. You got the full package, amen, when you are abiding in the word of God. So what do you mean, preacher? I'm glad you asked. Let's go here to St. John 15. See, we need to be abiding in something. A lot of times you find yourself abiding in everything else but Jesus. Amen. But in order for you to prove that you're walking in the truth, Jesus tells us here in St. John 15, in the fourth verse, he said, abide in me, amen, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, amen, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. We need to be abiding in Jesus Christ, amen. If you want to walk in truth, if you want to live in truth, you got to abide in Jesus, amen. Then he goes on into the fifth verse, and he says, I am the vine, amen. Ye are the branches, amen. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit, amen. He says, for without me, you can do nothing. See, you can't walk in truth, amen, unless you're abiding in Jesus Christ, amen. You can't walk in his will unless you abide in him. Then he goes on into the sixth verse, and he says, if a man abide not in me, forth, amen, as a branch and is withered, amen, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Then he goes on into the seventh verse. He said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, amen, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. What have you been asking? We just read, you gotta abide in him, and his words abide in you, and ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Then he goes on into the eighth verse, and he said, herein is my Father glorified, amen, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. You're wondering why you can't prove that you're walking in truth. It's because you're not bearing his fruit. You're dry. Amen. You're a brittle. Amen. Your roots have dried up. Amen. You can't bear anything. You can't bear no fruits. Amen. Why? Because you are not abiding in his presence. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. That nothing about Christ is negative. Amen. Nothing about Christ is full of gossip. Nothing about Christ is full of strife. Nothing about Christ is full of hatred. Nothing about Christ is wicked. Amen. So you can't tell me that you're walking in truth. You can't prove that you're living in truth when you're doing these things. That's why he says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you,
Beloved, I wish over all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. Somebody should be able to testify that you walk in the truth, that you live in truth. Amen. He said, came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Verse 4, he says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. There's no greater joy to hear that your brother and your sister is walking in truth. Amen. There's no greater joy, no greater happiness, but knowing that you're walking in the truth of Jesus Christ. Verse 5, he said, Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brother and to strangers. He says, which has borne witness of thy charity before the church. Amen. Whom if thou go forward on the journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Amen. Then verse 7, he says here, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. Amen.
God so loved us,
we ought also to love one another. Oh, yes, not when they just doing stuff for you, not when they meet all the criteria, but because you got the love of God in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind. Amen. That's why we should love. No man have seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his spirit. Amen. He's given us of his spirit. Amen. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he is God. Amen. You got, it's time to prove that you're walking in truth. It's time. It's time. Let's go to Psalm 15. Verse 2. Amen. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 91 and verse 4. He shall cover thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. Let's go on over here to Ephesians. Amen. Let's go over here to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, and let's look at verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Amen. We must learn Christ so that we can live and obey and walk in truth. Amen. Ephesians 6. Let's look at 6, verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Let's go to 1 John. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 3. And let's look at verse 19. We know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5:9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Amen. And have no fellowship with the
unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Let's go to St. John 8. St. John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. So that you can walk in truth and obey in truth. You can live in truth. You can walk in truth. That's where it's all at. That's what it's all about. Walking in the willing to follow the truth? Are you willing to obey the truth? We need to know. We need to know. Are you willing to obey the truth? We want to know. Are you willing to obey and call and follow Jesus? He wants to know. He wants to have a personal relationship with you that you'll be able to obey and follow the truth. It's that simple. I don't have anything else. You know what you need tonight. You know what you need in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. You know what you need tonight. You know what you need tonight. And Jesus has it. So I challenge you tonight to let God have first place in your life. Let him have first place so that you can walk in truth, so that you can walk in love, so that you can obey the truth. That's the only way you're going to be able to do it. There's no other way but walking and obeying the truth. Well, let's pray, my friend. Let's pray. Someone out there listening tonight is wondering, how do I walk in truth? How do I obey in truth? Well, you got to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You got to have a personal relationship with Christ for you to walk in the truth. And I challenge you tonight.
Hello?
That God would have first place.
Please leave your message for 407-536-0200.
Yes. We're back. We had a little technical difficulty. Bless, we were saying. In order to get to the place where God is pleased with our lives, we have to be walking in the truth. We have to be obeying the truth. And what about you tonight? As I said just a few moments ago, I don't have anything else. We've learned tonight of what it takes to be able to prove that we're walking in the truth. And if you're listening tonight and you want to pray, press 1 on your receiver so that the Lord can help you to live, obey, and walk in the truth. Is there one tonight? I don't want to hold you because I don't have anything else to give you tonight. But that's what the Lord had placed on my heart. How can we prove that we're walking in the truth? Father in heaven, we come tonight with thanksgiving and with praise. Father, we thank you so much for this time. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Oh, God, to come boldly before your throne of grace. Lord, we need you. And, Father, we can't make it without you. We're nothing without you, oh, God. I pray for the person who doesn't know truth tonight. I pray for the person who has gone astray tonight, oh, God. Lord, have mercy upon them. We just ask and pray, oh, God, that your will and your way be done. I thank you for this time, oh, Lord. I thank you for your love and kindness. Oh, God, I thank you for your tender mercies. Oh, God, I thank you for providing for us. Oh, God, I love you, Lord. And I just ask and I pray, Lord, that your will and your way be done in each and every one of us. Amen. God, that they would walk in truth tonight. I pray that they would obey this. I pray, God, that you'd have mercy on each and every heart. Now, Father, go with us. Watch over us, lead us, guide us by your Holy Spirit. Have your divine way. Lord, meet us here next week, same place, same time, Almighty Man of Valor Show. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this time. We encourage you to be with us next week, same place, same time, so the Lord can speak to your heart and give you what you need. In Jesus' name, we love you.